Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown, where we take the transcripts so you don't have to. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan. Today we're digging into Boeing's second quarter 2026 results, and Jordan, there's a lot going on here, good and bad.
Yeah, this one's a real mixed bag. Before we get into it, though.
Right. Our standard disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good, glad that's out of the way. So, Alex, let's start with the headline numbers, because there's genuinely some good news here.
There is. Revenue came in at $24.6 billion, up 8% year over year, and CEO Kelly Ortberg said they delivered 171 airplanes in the quarter, the highest total since 2018. That's a big deal for a company that spent years trying to prove it can actually build planes reliably.
And it's not just noise. Operating margin improved to positive 0.6% for the company overall, and free cash flow was positive $631 million, which actually beat what CFO Jay Malave had guided to last quarter. They're still tracking toward that full-year free cash flow target of $1 to $3 billion.
But, and there's always a but, with Boeing lately, there was a $280 million charge this quarter tied to the VC, $25 billion program. That's the new Air Force One.
Right. And this is one of those fixed-price development contracts that's been a headache for Boeing for years. They're adding resources to keep the build and test schedule on track, and they even shifted from an FAA certification basis to a military one. It's a bet the schedule move, spend more now to protect the 2028 delivery commitment.
Which, credit to them, is at least transparent. Ortberg didn't try to spin it. He flat out said the charge is disappointing.
I appreciated that. It fits the broader tone of this call. Honestly, a lot of we're not out of the woods, but we're in much better shape than 2 years ago.
Let's talk about the certification wins, because that's really the story of this quarter. The FAA authorized Boeing to resume issuing airworthiness certificates for all 737 MAX and 787 aircraft. That's a trust milestone after years of extra regulatory scrutiny.
And on top of that, testing wrapped on the 737-7, with certification expected very soon, and the 737-10 just completed its final test flight. Both variants are now on track to start deliveries in 2027.
Meanwhile, the 777X, the widebody everyone's been waiting on, is over 55% through certification flight testing, still targeting first delivery in 2027. Ortberg made a point of saying that number sounds low, but it's actually tracking well since a lot of pre-work was already done.
The production rate story is the other big thread. Boeing's ramping 737 to 47 a month, with a new production line coming online in Everett to eventually hit 52 a month. And on the 787 side, they've stabilized at 8 a month in Charleston, though they did pause production for a few days in April to let the supply chain catch up.
That engine issue with GE came up a lot in the Q&A, actually. One analyst basically called it out directly. GE says there's no problem, but Boeing's clearly working through an engine delivery shortfall.
Or Burr handled that pretty carefully. He said Boeing's fallen behind on 787 engine deliveries, and they've got a recovery plan in place with GE, and that it matters a lot for hitting the rate 10 target. Diplomatic, but you could read between the lines that it's a real constraint right now.
Let's hit defense and services quickly, because they don't get as much airtime, but they matter. BDS, that's Boeing Defense, Space, and Security, grew revenue 13% to $7.5 billion, but operating margin was negative 2.2% because of that VC, $25 billion charge. Strip that out, though, and margins were actually 3.5%, which the company says is right on their path toward high single digits by the end of the decade.
In global services, the highest margin part of the business still delivered an 18.1% operating margin, even though it dipped a bit year over year due to a divestiture. That segment just keeps chugging along reliably.
One thing that stood out to me in the Q&A was the labor question. Boeing's in early contract talks with its Puget Sound Engineering Union, SBEA, ahead of an October expiration.
Yeah, Orr Bird was pretty measured about it. Said talks have been respectful and productive so far, but he also admitted they're planning contingencies in case of a work stoppage. That's a real risk to watch heading into the fall, especially with all these rate ramps, depending on stable labor.
So, stepping back, what's the big picture for investors here?
I'd frame it as, the operational turnaround is real. Deliveries are up, certifications are unlocking, the FAA relationship has clearly improved, and cash flow is trending the right direction. The backlog is enormous, $522 billion company-wide, over 6,200 commercial airplanes. So demand isn't the issue.
The risks are just as real, though. Fixed-price defense programs like VC, $25 billion, and Starliner keep producing surprise charges. The GE engine recovery on the 787 is a genuine near-term watch item, and the SBA labor talks could disrupt the very rate ramps this whole recovery depends on.
Before we wrap, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Bottom line, Boeing looks like a company that's stabilizing after a rough few years, with the second half of 2026 set up as a real test of whether that momentum holds.
We'll be back next quarter to see how it plays out. Until then, this has been Beta Finch. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.